USA Radio News.
Ukraine and Russia signed an agreement committing to let millions of tons of vital grain supplies ship out from Ukraine's long-blockaded southern ports. Russia has blocked Ukraine's Black Sea port since its full-scale invasion of the country on February 24, 2022, drawing accusations from the U.S. and Europe that President Vladimir Putin has weaponized food. The public school board in Uvalde, Texas, has put off a special meeting to discuss the fate of District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, with the board citing Arredondo's right to defend his actions that day in which 19 children and two teachers were fatally shot amid a multi-agency law enforcement response. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A jury has found former President Donald Trump's advisor Steve Bannon guilty on two counts of contempt of Congress for brushing off the House January 6th committee.
The gutless members of that show trial committee, the J6 committee, didn't have the guts to come down here and testify in open court.
Bannon talking to reporters outside the court after the verdict. His sentencing is scheduled for October 21st when he will face a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 30 days and up to 1 year behind bars. Bannon is expected to appeal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating for it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on the Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former sports superstar Bo Jackson helped pay for the funerals of the 19 children and two teachers killed in the Uvalde school massacre in May, revealing himself as one of the previously anonymous donors who covered calls for families after one of the deadliest classroom shootings in U.S. history. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.